Readings like this one always make me anxious. The signs of the end of the times and the coming persecution.
Well, then let's find some hope in this Sunday's reading.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is Veronica. So, how exactly are we finding hope in the gospel where there are subtitles labeled the end of the times and the coming persecution?
Okay, well, it does say that nations will rise against nations and that there will be great terrors and signs coming from the heavens.
Not to mention you will be handed over by family members and friends and some put to death.
Okay, so there's a lot of death and destruction to come. However, it also says that people will be called to testify for their faith, and then we will be given the wisdom to answer it.
All right, so God will provide what we need when we need it. We don't need to have a game plan or anything.
No game plan necessary. The reading actually says not to meditate beforehand on how to answer. It's important to remember that Jesus came to save us, and suffering for his sake only leads us closer to heaven. This is scary, but endurance is key, and eternal life in the kingdom of God is what awaits us if we live according to our faith. Remember, Padre Pio said, "Pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayers."
Your challenge this week is to take some time to pray for the endurance to face the trials that lie before you in your own life.
Or maybe you're facing your own challenges right now. If so, lay that suffering at the foot of the cross and pray for the strength to persevere.
And we'll see you next week here on The Word on the Word.
Bye.